This is episode 350 of the Flip Empire Show, and I'm Alex Pardo.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Prepare to dive into the minds of real estate's heavy hitters and gain the cutting-edge expertise you need to scale and grow your real estate empire. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Before we dive into today's masterclass expert interview, I want to let you know that this show is sponsored by Ascend, our in-house assembly of success-minded people, business owners, and entrepreneurs actively collaborating together to ascend our businesses to new heights while also experiencing truly happier, more fulfilling lives at the same time. We believe it's not an either-or, but you can truly have both and. It's the unique and rare combination of mastermind coaching and community that makes Ascend so special. But it's definitely not for everyone. If you're an entrepreneur who's looking for more than your typical mastermind or coaching, and you think these things can help you accelerate your ascension from where you are today to where you want to go, while living a more meaningful and rewarding life in the process, then you can head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, click the application button, and we'll go from there. What's going on, rock stars? How are you? I am excited to bring you another masterclass with my new friend, David Lecko, who is the CEO and founder of Deal Machine, which is a kick-ass app. It's a software. It's a tool that we have been using for the last several months to just generate more motivated seller leads with basically the click of the button. And so, guys, if you haven't heard about Deal Machine, let me back up for a second. David and I, as you're about to hear, connected just a few short weeks ago. We have been using his product for a while now, and now we're getting ready to scale and take this to another level because our cost per lead has been rising. Marketing is getting more competitive, especially when it comes to, you know, some of the typical marketing channels that a lot of newer and experienced investors leverage. And I like the idea of just leveraging simple, easy to use tools and apps that just make our job as real estate investors and entrepreneurs easier, generate more leads, and bring in more deals. And so this tool is something I've been using for a bit now. And again, we're looking to really take this to another level. So wanted to get David on the show here so he can share, you know, directly from his mouth, tips, strategies that some of the more successful users, how they've been leveraging it, how to take this, how to start very simple, and then how to really grow this and have a bunch of people just sending you leads and basically going around and driving for you, providing you opportunities and just really leveraging your efforts through this very simple app. If you guys want to check it out, I encourage you to listen to this episode because you're going to get a lot of just really good nuggets on how to use it. But there's a free 14-day trial. Head over to flipempire.com/dealmachine. And with that, let's jump into this masterclass with David Lecko. Mr. David Lecko, what is up, my brother? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good, Alex. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, man. I'm so fortunate and blessed that I get to host this show. And you don't know this, but this is episode 350. So I kind of feel like it's a little bit of a mini milestone here. Yeah, so 350, man. I'm looking forward to this because so often, David, I get asked from people, what systems do you use? What tools do you use? What do you recommend? And honestly, I generally find myself saying the same, you know, Podio and a lot of the things that people already know about. And I kept hearing about your app and your software Deal Machine from so many investors that I respect and trust. And several months ago, I'm like, man, I got to download this thing. I saw there was like a free 14-day trial. And it took the place of another tool I was using, Driving for Dollars. And we absolutely love this thing. So, guys, what we're going to be talking about today is how you can significantly decrease your marketing cost and add deal flow in a very automated, simple way that is extremely scalable. So, I'm excited to talk about Deal Machine, how you've used it to build a rental portfolio and how thousands and thousands of people are leveraging it, brother.
Absolutely, man. And congrats on starting your 14-day trial. Welcome to the Deal Machine family.
Thank you, man. Well, that was several months ago, and we've added a bunch of properties to it. We are cranking. One of the things we're going to talk about is now our next step here internally is getting others to use the app. And I think
that's
where the power is, in my opinion.
That's right.
Very cool, man. So let's get started. Let me kind of hit the rewind here.
I completely agree.
So I want to, before we get into Deal Machine and how people can use this really, really cool tool, I want to hit the pause and rewind button. You got started in 2016, like many of us. I think you read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. What was it about reading that book that kind of opened your eyes to real estate investing?
Yeah. So actually, in the there's a game that goes along with that called the cash flow game. And it's funny, I actually see Monopoly hanging on your wall over there that says cash flow.
There you go.
But this game is like Monopoly, but it's actually specifically designed to educate you on like how the real world works in terms of like, it literally shows you how much passive income you have on like this little meter. Mm-hmm. And so the goal of the game is to get enough passive income because you're using your money from your job, whether you're like a janitor or a doctor, to buy things that will generate passive income. Yep. And then you want passive income to exceed what your expenses are. And that's like a big point in the game. And so it is like Monopoly, but it actually just has you focus on the passive income and how to escape the rat race from whatever job you happen to be in. Mm-hmm. Then at that point, you can actually invest in bigger things and just keep growing your wealth. You could keep working if you want to, but what's awesome is you've got the freedom to do what you want.
That's right.
That's what was so appealing to me is the freedom. Man, I feel like people have said to me like, oh, well, you could go, you know, vacation on an island forever. But that just makes me want to throw up, man. Like I always want to be doing something. You know what I mean? Like I can only vacation for so long.
Yeah. And my mindset, David, is, you know, if you're not growing, you're dying. I don't know if I got that from Tony Robbins or something.
Yes. I feel like
I'm with you. There's only so much just free leisure time you can do before we're wired as entrepreneurs to just want to solve a problem, want to help people and want to do something, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Completely on the same page. Yeah. I completely agree. I think the point that I would be missing for me is I'm not growing if I was doing that all the time.
Yeah.
So in the game though, the rental properties are like the best thing that you can do. I figured out after playing it a bunch. And so I went looking for my first rental property. So that's how I got really turned on to real estate.
Got it. Got it. Very cool. And at the time, I know you and I were having lunch a couple of weeks ago. We're a part of the same mastermind. And I think one of the things you told me was you have a tech background, right? Like you were a programmer, right?
Yeah, I was a programmer. I was actually a software developer working full time.
Okay. Okay. And so did you, when you developed Deal Machine, were you still working a corporate job?
So at first I did Deal Machine on like a weekend project. You know, it didn't have to look good, but it just was supposed to solve my problem because I was out there looking for properties. And short answer is, yeah, you know, I did it on the weekend while I still had a full-time job. And then I use it, probably work 6 months more. I put it on the App Store because my buddy wanted to use it too. But I didn't expect other people to find it. And that's whenever I realized I need to quit my job and work on this. I probably worked on Deal Machine after I quit my job for like a year and a half.
Okay.
Before we paid ourselves at all, you know, like a salary.
Yeah. Right. Right. Well, man, so my wife and I, we absolutely love Shark Tank and The Profit and some of these entrepreneur type shows on CNBC. And I absolutely love when big successful businesses were born from the entrepreneur solving a problem and trying to fill a gap or a hole that they had. And so walk me through that process. You were out and about driving for dollars, the pain point that we've all experienced of trying to write down the address and then we go back home and sometimes we forget to look it up in the public records. Like there's so many steps that have to happen between seeing a vacant property or any property you want to go after. It's not just vacant properties. And then actually skip tracing them, calling them, sending them mail. Was that a huge pain point for you? And that's what led you to figure out, develop this app?
It is. Yeah. So I was actually struggling with the follow-up process. I'd go out and drive, write down some addresses, and then I'd come home and eat dinner and go to bed. And I did that a few weeks in a row. And I finally drove by this house again for the second time, and I noticed somebody else was flipping it. And I was like, oh shit. Like, I didn't even look up any of these owners or anything. Mm-hmm. So I realized, you know, I've got to be like on the spot when I'm sending out the communication. I can't be delaying it 3 or 4 weeks, because otherwise I'm just totally wasting my time.
Yeah.
And so that's whenever I knew there was technologies out there that I could combine into an app and make it all happen.
Very cool. And did you, did you do your first deal through Deal Machine? Like, is that the proof of concept you needed, or did you put it out in the app store and you had a bunch of people downloading it? And was that kind of the aha moment for you that you were like, man, I developed this for myself, but other people can find this tool really, really valuable. And then that's when the business started.
Oh yeah. So I knew it would work. So I didn't really need a proof of concept, because like everybody talked about driving for dollars. Mm-hmm. And like the app doesn't do anything new. It's just really making driving for dollars a faster process for you. So I knew it would work. So I didn't need a proof of concept, but I did put it on the app store. And when some other people started downloading it, because I had the keyword in there, driving for dollars, that's whenever I was like, man, I'm not even trying to promote this thing, you know, and people are trying to figure out how to use it. And it doesn't look good. It's not easy to use, but people were still, you know, like figuring it out. So I was like, oh, well, then this must be something I should focus on, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I had no idea it would ever get, I didn't start with the intention of it being a business, but it's awesome how it worked out that way.
That's incredible. And then I know that so this is your core business, Deal Machine, but you're in the process of building a rental portfolio, right? Which I'm assuming you've gotten some of those properties, if not all of them, through Deal Machine.
Yeah. I've really slowed down there, but I want to keep going. Okay. I started all this just because I was trying to get a rental portfolio. So I've always wanted to keep it going. And I just purchased my sixth house, actually.
Nice.
And thank you very much. Yeah. And then two of them have been like total like free houses, because we did like the BRRRR strategy. So yeah, it's been awesome to like learn about doing the construction, getting a really good deal, and how that affects like getting a refinance and building a portfolio. Mm-hmm. This year especially, Deal Machine's really taken my time in terms of like, oh man, we got, you know, a few thousand people using it. So like, I can't like let this slide. So just making sure we've got the right processes, you know, hiring in extra people to help do specific tasks at our company and whatnot has been my primary focus. But I am looking for that seventh house. So if you got a deal, let me know.
Got it. We'll do. Yeah. And by the way, for those of you who heard, so the BRRRR, and correct me if I'm wrong, David, it's buy, rehab, refinance, repeat. Did I miss
an R? Yeah. So let me give you an example. Like I bought this house for $44,000. We put about $65,000 into it. So we're all in ish about $120,000, and we got it to appraise for $165,000. And when you get like a regular mortgage, you can usually get 75% of the total value financed. So if the total value is $165,000, that means you can finance about $120,000 or maybe a little bit more. So we got all of our money back out of the house, but it's a good cash flowing rental property that meets the 1% rule, and it's in perfect condition. So it's not going to have any maintenance for a long time, 10 years. Yep. Yeah. So that's the whole thing. And it's awesome to have a perfect house like that, because it's easier to manage, and I'm self-managing them still.
Beautiful, man. Well, again, I love what you're doing, not just, you know, focus on your core business Deal Machine, but also you're acquiring, you know, assets that spit off cash flow. That's why most of us get into this business, is for the cash flow and for the freedom that that cash flow can provide. But I want to transition now and talk about the actual app. So we have been using it on our team for probably 3-4 months now. And oftentimes whenever we test or use a new software or tool, sometimes it's just not user-friendly, or it takes you a period to get kind of up and running and understand it. That was not my experience at all with Deal Machine. Talk about the features, the benefits, some of the technology, because a few things that I love just from me using it is the pinpoint, you know, so wherever you are, it pretty much locates the property you're in front of. And if for whatever reason it doesn't, you can always type it in. But I actually timed this. So my wife and I are teaching my 4-year-old how to go driving for dollars. It's funny, man. So my 4-year-old Ariana, whenever she sees a boarded up house, She goes, Poppy, Poppy, look, money, money. And we just lose it. So we're teaching her how to go driving for dollars. And we're talking about real estate. We timed it. It's under 60 seconds from start to finish. We can get a property into the app, mail automatically going out, and we can click a button and skip trace it using the enhanced search. So those are just a few of the features that I've really come to like about it. But what am I missing there? Talk about how a lot of your users are using the app.
Yeah. So a lot of them will do, I mean, you basically mentioned everything the app does, right? It can tell you exactly who owns the property. It can tell you what their phone number is, what their email addresses are, where else have they lived or registered for utilities, and it can send a postcard, right? So I would say beyond that, like the biggest thing that that you want to take advantage of is like leveraging your time. So having other people out there able to add properties for you, whether that's your wife with her own version of the app on her phone. When she submits a deal, it goes into your account. You could have somebody dedicated to specifically do that for you. Yeah. So that way you're more focused on, you know, setting up the systems or taking the calls or depending on like what stage of business you're at, yeah, other higher level tasks than just driving. But the app makes it simple for you to follow up with all the leads that people are sending you.
Correct. So, and just to be totally transparent, we have been using it internally. Mm-hmm. Whenever we're out and about on our way to whatever it is we're doing, we drive through neighborhoods, we stop for a set, it takes less than a minute and we do it. But I feel like we're just scratching the surface, David. Like you just said, the power is if you get an army of property finders who download this app and use it. My biggest concern, which I remember over lunch, you told me, no, that's not how it works. My biggest concern was, me teaching somebody what I'm looking for, them submitting the lead, and then it automatically gets put into a mail campaign. And my concern was, well, what if it's a listed property with an agent? Or what if it's, you know, a luxury property, which that's not our sweet spot. But correct me if I'm wrong, we have to approve it as the admin or as the account holder.
Right. So you want to have control, and you do have control over like who's spending your money. So you can see the properties that are added. They can take a picture. You can require them to take a picture of the property. And that way you can make sure it's a property that you want to send mail to.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Got it. Yeah. So what are some of the best ways to go out and find, you know, cause man, my brain is thinking, I'm already thinking about Lyft and Uber drivers. I'm thinking about friends, family. I'm thinking about creating a page where I can just start recruiting a bunch of drivers and property finders. Let me kind of kick it back to you. What have you found from your existing user base or even your experience? What's the best way to get this off the ground as quickly as possible?
Yeah. Well, we've seen great examples from like Dedrick and Crystal Polite posting stuff in social media groups. And we actually have this webpage where you can post a link to it. People can go there, see what it's like to work for your company, how much they can make, and then they can actually sign up right there and onboard themselves onto your team.
Very cool.
And a brand new thing we've got in addition to that is like a training portal. So they can actually watch specific videos that you pick from our library or you record yourself that tells these are the types of distress. So really like I want really, really distress, or I want just kind of like better neighborhoods, yeah, but a little bit distress is okay. So you can customize this training portal that they can then take and complete. So it really does streamline the onboarding process. Another thing is like some simple wholesaling here in Indianapolis has a meetup. And so they'll actually get people, you know, wanting to like learn about real estate investing. And it takes time to like coach somebody. Sure. I'm sure as you know, and a lot of people who focus on investing don't really have the time to coach somebody unless there's a financial ROI. So that's why coaches charge money and stuff. But simple wholesaling will partner on the deal. And instead of just like educating them how to do it, they'll say, hey, join our deal finder team on Deal Machine and start looking in these areas for properties. So you add the properties, we'll send out the mail. And then if we get a response and it's a deal, we'll walk you through along the way. So it could be a great tool as well to kind of like direct people that are asking you a lot of questions. And you can make it beneficial for both of you guys.
Yeah.
But and you,
you mentioned simple wholesaling. Brett Snodgrass is a really good friend of mine. We were actually talking 2 weeks ago at that same meeting, and he's like, man, we have so many people now leveraging this app, and just, you know, we're basically doing partner deals or JV deals from, you know, leads that cost very, very little money, you know, and it's not uncommon, David, as you know. You know, whether it's PPC or even direct mail, you know, cost per lead is rising. I mean, I know people that are spending $300 to $500 a lead, which is crazy, and they're still profitable. That's what's insane. With this, it's a fraction of the cost, and it's automated, which I love, obviously.
Yeah. Yes, and I was going to say, like, let's just like get down and talk about if you don't have a meetup, you know, or if you're not at the stage where you you know, have people asking you questions about how you real estate invest yet, just add your mom, you know, or just like add your friend or somebody that like really actually wants to support you that drives their car, you know, like that could be anybody. And then, you know, pay them when you do the deal. The last thing I wanted to mention was if you can afford it, it's, I think the very, very best is just pay someone hourly, one person, get a person that you can pay hourly. Because then you don't have to train 5 people or 10 people. It's just one, and they're out there doing it 30, 40 hours a week. So obviously that's a dollar commitment from you. Usually we see people pay like 15 an hour, but it's my personal favorite one just because it simplifies the whole thing.
Yeah. How do you guys have any KPIs or stats? And granted, this is going to vary from person to person, market to market, but how many properties do you think you can run through the app in an hour? Again, I realize that's challenging because it just depends on how many, you know what I mean? But just on average, what do you think? Is it 5? Is it 20?
Yeah, it depends on if you're taking photos and like, are you in a neighborhood where there's 100 properties that need to be added? you know, if it's like a really rundown neighborhood. But yeah, I've added 73 properties in an hour and a half with photos.
And 73?
So, yeah. So people have definitely done that faster. But that was a neighborhood where there's a lot of gentrification happening. So a lot of houses, it did look run down. And that's really the main thing holding you back is like, are there enough properties that would qualify for something I'd want to add in here to the neighborhood?
Right. I think one of the things from my perspective anyways that I want to share with people is don't just look for vacant, abandoned properties. Matter of fact, last weekend I was with my wife and our girls and we had some time to kill, and we spent 20, 30 minutes driving around. I think we added 12, 13 properties, and 8 or 9 of those were, I could tell somebody was living there, but it's the type of asset we want to contract and buy. So don't only add vacant properties.
Yeah, no, that I think that's a definitely good tip, because a lot of people will only add vacants. And then another thing is people will only add owner or absentee owners, and they totally neglect the owner occupied ones. But those can be really good deals too.
Okay. What, this is one of the questions that I know people, I'm just trying to put myself in somebody's shoes listening to this podcast. How accurate would you say is the owner information when the system pulls it up? And then to take that a step further, if they use the enhanced search, you know, what, do you have any stats on like how accurate it is?
Yeah. So the owner information is 96.5% accurate. We're pulling that from the county record. So if it's going to match what that county has 96.5% of the time. And as far as the skip tracing, I would say safely, it's like 60 to 70% accurate. That's so solid. If you're going to do like hundreds of skip traces, I would honestly recommend using another company that does batch skip tracing. Because the data that has like a delay in all those companies, they'll say like 200 minimum. Or they'll say like, you know, 24 hour turnaround time, you know, like there's a reason why that's has a turnaround time. It's a little bit better data, but at Deal Machine, it's instant. So for those properties, you want to be right there and just like, hey, can I call this guy? That's when you use Deal Machine. And it's going to be the most, from all the testing, we're always constantly testing this, but as far as the instant data goes, it's the most accurate instant data that we've seen available. And so those are the cases where I would use the Deal Machine and enhanced searching.
Yeah. And I appreciate you sharing that, by the way, you know, that, and I would agree. I think it's going to benefit you listening, you know, if you have hundreds and hundreds of properties to just use a batching service. But if it's one-off, my experience from what we have found is that the information is pretty accurate, David.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad. And it, like I said, it's always getting better. And we also let you export any of your data because you're out there hustling, adding those properties. So if you want to add all your properties with Deal Machine, because it's easy to add that way, you can always export those and do them batch somewhere else if you've got enough, you know, because usually you have to have like 200 or more. So yeah, just wanted to offer that. That's how I use the tool.
Yep. Yep. Definitely. And guys, if you have any interest in checking it out, and we'll include this in the show notes, we have a special link set up, flipempire.com/dealmachine. Check it out. You know, I would never, ever recommend something that I personally don't use or have used. And this is something that we're actively using today. What other tips, strategies can I learn, can people listening to this podcast learn when it comes to using this app to just generate more leads and hopefully do more deals?
Yeah. So there's a feature called route tracking, and it's really helpful to make sure if you're trying to cover a whole area that you mm-hmm. don't miss a street. Or there's another area, another reason that you would do that for is if you have multiple people driving for you and you don't want both of them to add the same property twice. And so it actually will draw a line behind where you're driving so you can tell who's been on that street recently.
Well, that's pretty ninja.
Yeah. So that's definitely a definite big add there. And then, we also just added this feature called Street Pick. So it actually can let you virtually drive for dollars. If you're adding a property and you're not in front of it, you can also just bring in the photo, you know, from online and send out a postcode that way.
Very cool. And let me tell you, to your credit, hopefully this doesn't sound like much of a pitch, but to your credit, since we jumped on board 3-4 months ago, those were features that I don't believe were part of the system.
We're always aggressively trying to add things and add what people request as well.
Yeah. You know, that's awesome. That's awesome that you're getting feedback from users. Speaking of users, any stories come to mind or any, Oh, I'm sorry, man. I think we were freezing up there. Sorry to cut you off.
You're good. I think you go ahead. Actually, I just finished what I was saying.
Okay. Got it. Sorry, man. I just got a message. My internet's unstable for whatever reason, but, I was saying, speaking of users, David, any stories or case studies of people that have recent stories of people that have been using the app, to do more deals?
I know Symbol Wholesaling got 20. We've got a YouTube channel where we got calls coming in every week that we publish called Proof Deal Machine Works. It's on our Deal Machine YouTube account. Some of the big highlights are like somebody doing like an $85,000 deal, Bo Hunter down in Tennessee, when it was his like third or fourth wholesale deal. So that was game changing for him. Always awesome for us to highlight that, you know?
That's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I really think that the takeaway here is, you know, use this and give it to some friends and family. But if you really want to put this on steroids, for lack of a better word, recruit people that just drive around or that are willing to drive around and pay them well, you know, pay them 12 to 20 bucks an hour and maybe make it a requirement where, you know, in order to get that, they have to submit X amount of properties into the system. That's, I'm kind of thinking along those lines. And test it out and just start with one person.
Yep. Yeah. I think that's a great way to go. And definitely having the goal of how many properties to add is important because that's going to make sure you're going to get the return on investment. We always say it takes at least 200 properties times 3 pieces of mail each to get a deal. And we say that it takes at least that, you know, you can't just try and add 40 properties and expect to get a deal. I mean, it happens. It's definitely happened, but sure. We want people to have realistic expectations. So if you break that down, you know, maybe have them add 10 to 12 properties an hour and figure out how many hours of work that would be, depending on, you know, how distressed the area is.
Yep. And one of the things that we would do just to even, you know, and you may or may not agree with this, but one of the things that we're probably going to do is not only are we going to pay them hourly, but we'll give them $500,000, even a little bit more if we actually close on the deal. So now they have kind of the carrot at the end of the stick. Not only are they getting an hourly, but, you know, it just incentivizes people. And I think whenever you can incentivize them, they're going to work that much harder for you and they're going to stick longer with you.
Yeah.
So that's probably one of the things that we'll do once we start hiring some drivers.
Yeah. Honestly though, I don't think everybody thinks the same way you and I do in terms of that. I feel like I feel like they would prefer to have steady dollars than bigger opportunity a lot of times.
Yeah. Yep.
And, no, and the incentive definitely can work for some people, but I would say like maybe even experiment with adding that once they've worked for you for a month or something, because I really just think people prefer to have the $15 an hour that they can count on, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it definitely works because they're not a salesperson, right? I feel like the salesperson personality, like they want the Wolf of Wall Street, like really big opportunity. But the person that like wants to drive for you, I think it's like, it literally just somebody who wants to like get in their car and drive Uber, but Uber's too unpredictable. So they just want like a consistent option that and they're happy.
Yeah.
So it's definitely experiment around with that depending on the type of person that you want to hire for that role.
Right. I'm already thinking, and maybe I'm getting ahead of myself, but like the way that my brain operates, I'm thinking about how can I get in front of a big audience of Uber and Lyft drivers and contact them with an email, a voice broadcast or something, or how can I bring these people, how can I get my message in front of them that, hey, get paid in addition to what you're already doing, you know?
Yeah, man, I don't know the way to do that. I know Uber and Lyft actually themselves recruit on Craigslist. So posting there is one strategy. There's these Facebook groups and like yard sale and like gig Facebook groups that might be good options for you as well.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, just to name a few.
Got it. Very cool, man. What, David, what haven't I asked you about? It sounds like we've covered most of it. And here's what I was going to ask you, what haven't I asked you that I should be? But I guess before you answer that, what I have found, so I've been in this business for 13 years, and the more competitive our market gets, the more archaic marketing is becoming. When I got started in 2005, I got started door knocking and driving for dollars and sending out direct mail. And most people are still doing direct mail. Very few people I know are door knocking, and not that many people that I know are consistently driving for dollars. And I think consistency is the key. And I think that's what the deal machine allows people to do, is that they can be more consistent because it's easy. So, driving for dollars might not be sexy, and everybody has heard about that, but it works. And again, the more competitive the market gets, the more archaic marketing becomes. So just wanted to plant that seed for people who are thinking, yeah, driving for dollars, I've heard of that, but they don't really do it. Anything else I haven't asked you, brother, about Deal Machine or just about, you know, using the app to get more leads?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I just wanted to say thank you so much for having me on your podcast. It means a lot.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Again, I've heard great things about you. You and I connected for the first time in person 2-3 weeks ago, and it's been a pleasure getting to know you. I absolutely love what you have built, and you're, you know, solving a problem for yourself, and now it's grown into a big business and it's helping a lot of investors, and it's just a win-win-win all the way around. You know, you, the investor, the homeowner, and everyone in between. Again, guys, if you're interested in Deal Machine, highly recommended. I believe, David, correct me if I'm wrong, man, is there still a free trial on that?
Oh yeah, 14-day free trial with your link. We're going to give them a sign-up bonus of 40 deal credits. So that's like, you can use those for sending mail.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for doing that, guys. So flipempire.com/deal machine. Last question, David, I want to wrap the show with. You're a pretty young guy. I'm not even going to ask you how old you are, but normally, you know, I'm saying rewind the clock 10, 15, 20 years. For you, you got in this business 2016. So rewind the clock 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
What's one piece of advice that you would share with the 2015 or 2016 version of David Leckel?
Knowing
what you know now. And it doesn't just have to be about business. It could be about anything.
Oh, man. Dude, saving money is cool. That definitely allowed me to work on Deal Machine for a year and a half without taking any payment. So basically through my whole, and this isn't going to resonate with everybody, but through my whole 20s, like I had roommates. I tried to live as small as possible. And, you know, I just was trying to save 50% of everything that I made. And, you know, I wasn't making a huge amount, so it wasn't a huge amount of dollars, but it was enough, you know, ended up to let me work for a year and a half without taking any salary and actually like work on something that I wanted to. And so, saving money is cool. I would say do that. that would be my piece of advice.
That's such a valuable nugget there, because this app and this opportunity, this business that you've created probably wouldn't have been born if you weren't in the position that you were, where, you know, because a lot of people start a business and then siphon off and take every dollar for themselves, as opposed to reinvesting it back into their business. And I guess the takeaway is, because you were in a, you were financially or fiscally responsible, you were a good steward of that money you saved, you were in a position where you could not take a salary for 12 to 18 months and develop this system that obviously quickly picked up legs.
Yeah, I mean, time is on your side. That's and I don't think it's ever too late, but like, I also house hacked, you know, like when I was about to quit, I got a house and I had four roommates and it was a complete disaster, right? Living with four separate people is totally not an ideal scenario, but like, and it's much harder to do that when you're like older, you know, especially if you've got a family. So, you know, I just feel like, I don't want, it's never too late, right? Cause you got like Colonel Sanders started KFC in his 50s and
60s,
yeah. Right? Yeah. So like, there's so many routes, but like, I can just share what worked for me and, just really trying to make the sacrifice early for like the better opportunity later, worked well.
I love it. I love it. Well, hey man, thank you once again for number one, creating this tool that now we're using and we're going to be using on a much, much bigger scale. So, love when people create value in our space and in our industry and just make this business easier than when it was when I got started in 2005, where everything was kind of pen and paper and no CRMs and no software tools. Yeah. And thanks for coming on, brother. I really appreciate you. Look forward to getting to know you better. Again, guys, check it out. 14-day free trial. If you go to flipempire.com/dealmachine, super, super easy tool to use. Go start getting some properties added. Leverage the 40 free credits that David is giving you guys. And let me know how it works out, because we plan on definitely taking this to a much larger scale with this tool. So again, David, appreciate you, brother. And we will connect on the next one.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you so much.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.